5:56, we'll go to the comfortable cocoon with Buzz. Now here is Sherry Licker. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
It's what happens when cousins marry. The Don and Mike Show.
Lots of stuff to get to in the next hour of the program. We'll call that 1-900-SANTA-CLAUS hotline and give you a chance to win some stuff when we play Guess the Puppy. All right, in the next hour of the show. Oh, and tomorrow, so much stuff to get to tomorrow on the show. We'll have the debut of the program in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Also tomorrow, the pizza eating contest between Charlie Broyhill and Daryl Porn Nichols.
I am happy to report that there is a mutual psych out going on both sides of this, that apparently Daryl is saying, I couldn't eat anything more than five slices. He said that to Broyhill, and Broyhill claims that they both ran track and that this is a psych technique that Daryl is using on Broyhill, and Broyhill indicates he will be talking trash when the competition begins.
These guys are both competitors.
They're ready for bear. Yeah.
Put their legs on, put their pants on one leg at a time.
Adding Daryl's case is artificial legs.
Put his legs on one leg at a time. Also, tomorrow we'll be bringing in, don't forget the cymbal. I got to bring in a snare drum, and you're going to bring in a cymbal.
Right. Yeah.
Because tomorrow we are being inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Hard Rock Cafe. Thank you for that beautiful honor, Hard Rock Cafe.
Boy, we are truly honored that it took us 4 minutes to get that deal worked out.
So much stuff to get to. We've still got more show left here. And now, I neglected to say this the other day. Congratulations. As Buzz begins his fifth year with our program.
Way to go, Buzzy!
Thank you.
Happy anniversary. Here now is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Finally, a couple of months ago, Lorena Bobbitt signed the divorce papers. With the signature of her husband, ex-Marine John Wayne Bobbitt, their divorce would be final. Their relationship would be severed, just as John's penis was when Lorena cut it off with a kitchen knife. But John didn't want to sign. After months on the road doing radio shows, porno movies, and T-shirt signings, John wanted Lorena back, or so it appeared from the flowers and candy he brought to the hair salon where Lorena works. The penis had been sewn back on and was, judging from the porno movies, fully functional again.
Beautiful.
But Lorena wasn't interested, despite a couple of attempts by John to win her back.
Lovely.
He was willing to forgive and forget, but
his penis is marvelous.
He was willing to forgive and forget, but she wasn't. Now, John Wayne Bobbitt has also signed the divorce papers, making the separation final. Next to his signature, John drew a little picture of a knife. That's my trademark, he says.
Oh, God.
It's ironic, which, of course, is how any story makes it into the Buzz file.
Mm-hmm.
You can sew the human body back together, but severed relationships, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Ah, this happy music means only one thing. It's time for kids to call their parents.
Yeah.
Grown-up kids now, grown-up kids like ourselves, to call mom and dad and try to guess the last time that they fulfilled their marital obligations.
Yes.
With a chance to win some fabulous cheap prizes, many of them made out of plastic.
On the game we call Guess the Whoopee.
You know, we've done this lots of times. Haven't done it for a while. So we'll play right now. From anywhere in America, you can play the game. Call us at 1-800-636-1067. Within 24 hours, you correctly prognosticate the last time that your mom and dad put newspaper on the floor and did it like dogs.
The older the parents, the better.
And we'll give you some kind of a... Actually, Diana, you know what? The cheap prizes we have right now are actually even too cheap for this program. We need some better prizes.
Slightly better stuff.
We'll work on it. Be right back. Guess the Whoopee coming up next, so call us right now.
Radio Gods.
I think I'm kids for the British Shore and Terror.
Don and Mike.
Now,
what team?
You know, Charles Broyhill just left the room.
It might be your tea. Even up close, it doesn't smell, but when I get far away, it's, you know, I got that thing about foot smell. You know, foot odor. What's
that? That's old tea.
All right, let me smell that. Let me see.
I'm not sure. Those are awfully, like, peppermint doesn't smell like feet.
No.
Well, it depends on the feet.
I bet your feet smell like peppermint, Sherry.
I don't know.
I don't smell it. Sure is not your breath blowing back in your face.
No. All day, Mike has been detecting aromas that no one else smells.
Yeah, remember, you got very upset about the odor in the hallway.
Charlie Broyhill, back me up on this. You smelled that too, didn't you? A little bit?
Oh, he's a good character witness.
Well, you know, there's,
he's all I got, man.
There's so much rotting food in all the trash cans around here.
Right. Did you smell anything out in the hallway today or not? I don't remember.
No, what I had said to you, I said, so you only smell it when you're out here.
there you go. There's your number one witness, Cato Galen.
I have just done a full body check, and there is no odor coming out of my body today. I'll be the first to admit if there was. That's feet. That's foot odor that I got when I came in here. Feet! Feet!
Feet!
Feet! Feet!
feet. Could be wrong. You know, I am smelling stuff today.
Bundy!
Yeah, it might be that new hygienic trimmer for unsightly nose and ear here.
Hello, we're back, and thank you for listening at Lafayette, Louisiana. Sports Radio KC, K-A-C-Y, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, every day from 3 till 7 on WCMD. And thank you for listening at Sacramento, California, on Hot Talk KHTK. Yeah! I don't smell anything.
I don't, it's dissipated, whatever it was before. I'm not getting anything at all now.
I'd just like to point out again that you smelled it when he was in the room. He leaves the room, you don't smell it.
Oh, you mean Broyhill?
Yeah.
You think it might be Broyhill?
Yeah. You know, what is it that Sherlock Holmes said? Something like, if you take away everything and you've got only one thing left, even if it seems to be unbelievable.
Right.
If you've exhausted every other possibility, that has to be it.
You know, I said right, but I don't understand.
What's the process of elimination?
What Sherlock Holmes said. Now listen, I saw this on Star Trek when Geordi and
Data. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. That's why I'm not. I'm not tracking with you. But go. What's
why are you feeling lightheaded?
That's a joke. I'm not really feeling lightheaded. Go ahead.
Why are your arms crossed like that? Look at that body language.
You know something?
What?
In all seriousness, I don't think you notice half the times that my arms are folded. You think it's some sort of thing. This is a very comfortable way for me to sit, and I sit like this when I'm either ill at ease or totally comfortable. I do this. I do a lot.
Okay.
I do. What possible reason would I have to feel uncomfortable right now?
Because you're the only guy. This is the foot smell.
But that's I've certainly felt at other times in this studio and been made to feel embarrassment.
Okay.
For things, you know, anything from, you know, colonoscopies to, you know, terminal gas.
Okay, all right.
A little thing like foot odor. I do maintain I smelled something like that. But does it bother you that I fold my arms like this? And would you feel more comfortable if I was to unfold them?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't notice the various positions. Now, don't give me the Jack Benny position. Rochester. Mainly I notice, the only position I notice you in is when I know that you're really having a good time.
Now I'm I'm totally self-conscious, and
he doesn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with my hands. See, what it is, one of those rare moments that I'm not reclining.
That right. See, that's what I was going to say.
And I sit in such a position of total relaxation.
And most times during the show, that's what I noticed.
And you know, probably the reason I did strike this pose was because I had
strike a pose, Vogue.
I sensed foot odor when I came in here, but now it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Okay, I don't smell anything.
It's certainly not overwhelming.
Okay. Yeah,
it's certainly not overwhelming.
All right, back to the program.
Yeah, sorry to get sidetracked there. I apologize.
I was talking about something else before you started talking about
talking about
odor.
That Sherlock Holmes thing about
thank you.
Evidence.
Right? Thank you, thank
and I,
you.
And I asked for a clarification on that because I didn't understand.
Okay, Data dresses up like Sherlock Holmes and Geordi is Watson, and they're looking for an answer to a clue, and Data says to Geordi, he says, no matter, when Sherlock Holmes is looking at a mystery, when you have taken away, like, let's say that somebody in this room killed somebody, but I didn't do it, and I know that you didn't do it, and Sherry didn't do it, and Buzz didn't do it. If Diana is the only one left, and I don't think Diana did it, but I've exhausted all the other possibilities.
Right. He's done it.
The only possible answer is that Diana is the one who killed.
Okay, now I understand what you're talking about.
Your feet smell today? Diana?
Well, she's back there with Broyhill. Has Broyhill been emanating anything other than his normal, scents today?
And this is probably completely wrong, but this time of year we always get this odor of exhaust from the garage that comes up.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I recognize it. Okay. I've smelled that one, too.
No,
when it comes up through the basement.
Yeah.
And that's been terrible. Sherry and I smelled that one time.
Charlie smells like a flower.
Smells like a flower today?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, on with the program.
That would leave me then in. And I admit, it is my own breath blowing back in my face. Thank you.
Okay, let's post the whoopee with callers from around America. Let's start in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my radio god.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Who's this? You want a breath mint or something, Mike?
I could use it right now, frankly. Really, with the cigar habit I have.
Who is this, please?
This is Rob.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for the program. Your mom and dad, how old are they and where do they live?
My dad is thin. My mom is 49.
Mm-hmm. And they live where?
They live in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, chance to win some prizes. I tell you, if you get it dead on, we'll give you $50 in cash.
Cool.
If you can predict within 24 hours the last time. Yes, Mike.
I'd like to admit to something else here.
Yeah.
And it happens when we're close to a break during the summer.
Have you noticed the show is becoming more and more like a 12-step program?
I just wanted to point out, I'm having that problem, and I'm going to try to deal with it, but it's that same problem I have in the last hour of the show that I have.
You're when having we trouble get paying attention to what we're doing.
It's not,
it's, of Christmas is for three more weeks.
I know. It's that focus thing that I have, and I'm going to do everything I can, everything more, but I'm just having a little trouble focusing this evening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got you.
Okay. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to tell you that. That's another one of my problems.
Okay. Hello?
Thank yes. You.
Rob,
yes.
Rob, if you get this right on the head within 24 hours of $50, you predict the last time that your mom and dad fulfilled their marital obligations.
Okay, I'm going to say the night before last.
That would be Sunday night? Why?
Sunday night.
Why Sunday night?
Because the Bundys are on Sunday.
They like Married with Children?
Yes, my dad's a big fan.
Okay, hold on a second. And that show puts everybody in the mood for love, doesn't it?
Man, I wonder if he's a Kelly Bundy fan, whether that's any kind of the motivation that he's got.
Okay, calling Roy and Ruth.
And how
right
about that
in
that
Dallas.
Kid? What's that kid's name?
Bud.
Sure. Bud Bundy.
Bud Bundy.
Remember when we had that load on the
you
show?
Reach Roy and Schindler. I'm sorry we're unable to come to the phone right now.
Smokers.
But if you leave your name and a brief message, we'll get back.
Is their last name Schindler?
Yes. Bye.
Check and list. Marking it twice.
Please record your message.
Gotta find out who's not here. Nice.
Recording. You may hang up or press
guess,
1 for more options.
You know, I guess that is in poor taste to make a Schindler's List joke.
Yes, of course it is.
I apologize.
That's right. I think I probably affected you with my lack of focus during this last hour.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob, listen, your mom and dad aren't there.
Is your mom a smoker, Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Rob, congratulations. I'm going to give you a $10 prepaid MCI phone card brought to you by MCI Connections. MCI Connections, make your long-distance calls this holiday, blah, 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 MCI phone card. Thank you for listening.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hold on a second.
All right, see, he got a prize and his parents weren't even home.
Make a list, check it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. Darren, it's Darren. Darren Stevens. Hello, Darren.
Hey, what's up, man?
Certainly not Darren Stevens, right?
No.
No, Darren. Darren, you're from Virginia?
Actually, I'm from Michigan, but I'm living in Virginia. And what is that smell?
Now, we're going to be calling your mom and dad. They live in where? Marquette, Michigan?
Marquette, Michigan. It's actually my stepmom and stepdad. Or stepmom and stepdad. It's my dad and stepmom.
Gotcha. And how old is your dad? Oh, now listen, if it's a stepmom, then dad is probably all over that.
How long has she been the stepmom?
Well, actually, she's been the stepmom for, I think, going on 15 years.
Oh, 15 years.
Mm, well, no, then it's old.
Yeah.
It's old. It's every day. How old is your dad and how old is the stepmom?
Oh, God. I think my dad is like 57. Yeah, what a son, huh? I couldn't even tell you.
No, you know, when my dad was alive, I had trouble with that, too. Don't worry about that.
And how old is the stepmom? What, 21, 22?
Yeah, I bet he wishes. she's, I think she's like 53.
Okay.
We're all just right. guessing here.
All right. Darren, when is the last time that you think mom and dad fulfilled their marital obligations?
Well, my dad said when he was first married to my mom, now, this is disgusting, okay, but... He said they used to, like, do it, like, 7 times a day, and I think the last time he told me about his sexual...
7 times a day?
I know. I can't believe it myself.
Now, this is with your stepmom or your mom?
This is my mom years ago. Oh,
okay.
God, please don't tell him this is a national radio show.
Okay.
He's going to kill me.
Well, you called us. Perhaps you should have noodled that one through before you called.
Touché. Okay. Well, I think he said last time I talked to him, we talked about this kind of thing, he said he still does it once a day, so I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say it was last night.
Yeah, last night. Good dad.
Okay.
Stud Muffin.
And what is Dad's name?
His name is Walter, but people call him Brutz, so it's up to you guys.
Brutz.
Brutz.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on here. Here we go.
Walter. Maud! One time a day, Maud! Looking forward to it. Here we go. Remember what we used to do it 7 times a day.
Here we go, Darren.
Oh.
And how did that conversation come up? Dad? Gosh, Dad.
Yeah.
Hi, can't come to the phone right now, but...
Yeah, but when you used to bang Mom.
Oh, hi.
Hello? Hello? Did they pick up?
No,
it's another answering machine.
No, sorry, Brutz.
Another answering machine. Listen, you've also won the $10 prepaid MCI phone card.
Oh, you don't have to send me.
From MCI Noah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Good
Love
luck.
The show.
Hold on. Thank you. We do appreciate
Son,
it.
Son, come in here. I'd like to have a conversation with you.
Okay.
You see, it was 15 years ago. We used to do it 7 times a day.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Here's Chris from Virginia. Hi, Chris. Thank you for listening. Your mom and dad, where do they live now?
Portsmouth, Virginia.
Okay. Chris, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. How old are mom and dad?
My dad is 50. My stepmother is 11 years younger. That would be 49. No, 39. Sorry.
Is there anybody else on the phone with you right now? I heard that sound.
Oh, I'm working. I'm at work right now.
Where you work, Chris?
Signet Bank. So actually, I have a customer's phone up right now, but.
Gotcha. Hey, we could do tube to teller. Now, Chris, Dad has the stepmom who's a little younger. How long has your dad been with the stepmom?
Yes, almost like. How is my what? I'm sorry.
When I was in high school.
Oh, really?
And if you didn't balance out, a lot of times we'd have like a date and she couldn't go because even if you're a penny short, she would stay balanced out. I was there, why don't you just take a penny or a dollar out of your pocket?
Because they can't do that, right?
No,
I've done that.
They wouldn't do that.
Five cents off, throw a nickel in there. Done.
Oh, all right. Well,
you're not supposed to, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I want to get out of here.
Okay, gotcha. Chris, so mom and dad, my dad's 50, mom's 39. How long have they been together?
About 10 years now, I guess.
10 years? And when's the last time you think that Frank and Mrs. fulfilled their marital obligations?
Probably two nights ago, maybe.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Just taking a wild guess, actually.
Okay.
Stab in the dark.
Hold on. Why would he think?
Always like to say that more played. Guess the whoopee.
All right. Goodness sakes, I hope somebody's there today.
Hope so, too.
We've had two in a row. Haven't been there. Chris, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the holiday season. You know, people out shopping.
Oh, well.
Well, we're trying to call.
Losing focus during the last hour of the show. You always tell us the holidays. I'll be all right.
Though. Three more weeks.
I know.
We got 3 weeks of shows to do.
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Hello, Frank.
Yes.
Hey, Frank, hello. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. How are you, sir?
Good.
And we have your wonderful son, Chris, on the line with us.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, if you could take a moment away from your bank teller duties to maybe explain to your pappy why we're calling and...
Okay. Well, Dad, this is the national radio show called Don and Mike here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And basically, what the game is called, it's called Guess the Whoopee. And we're supposed to guess, like, the last time, I guess, that you and Arlene, I guess, filled your marital vows.
That's right. He's explained the game, sir. And now the big question would be, when was the last time you and the missus made whoopee?
And he did a great job explaining the rules, incidentally. I'm predicting a big career in broadcasting for Chris.
Perfect diction.
When he gets out of the banking business. Frank, what we need to know is the last time that you and the missus went at it.
Boy, is Chris supposed to guess this or something?
Yeah,
Chris?
He already gave us the date, he gave us the guess, and now if you can corroborate that, then he's going to win a prize.
Okay, the night before last.
Well, yeah!
Hey, lady!
Congratulations!
Got a lucky guess.
Yeah, he has just won $50.
Did you really?
All right.
Ain't that something?
Way to go.
Hey, Frank, if I could be so bold, how was it?
It was great.
Well, Chris, thank you for listening. Enjoy your money.
All right.
And Frank, nice meeting you.
Okay, thanks.
Way to go, stud.
Hey, keep it up. Keep it up if you know what I mean.
All right.
Bye. Okay. Don't let your meatloaf. Okay. Hold on. There goes Dad.
There goes Dad. Dad had enough.
Now I'm going to get a call from my dad, and he's going to be upset.
Hold on.
Well, you're a little richer, though.
And we have time for one more. Yeah, here's Steve. Hi, Steve. Steve Areno.
Steve?
Steve
and I do it like dogs, seven times a day. Steve Allen and Jane Meadows.
Let's go to Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Bill?
Bill?
Lynn, what's happened to you?
I don't have a Bill.
I'm Bill in Reno.
You're Bill in Reno.
Yeah.
I don't have the card. No, hold on, the card is just...
somebody that sounded pretty dead on the phone.
That would be Charlie Broyhill, and he has just brought the card in at the speed of light.
That's right, he moved quickly.
Bill!
Yeah.
Bill, gotcha. You are 19?
Yeah, I'm calling from Reno.
Your mom is 36?
Yeah, 36 or 37.
So that means, hold on, 36, but I mean she was...
And she had you when she was...
Was like, what, 16? 17?
17.
16 or 17. And your dad, how old is your dad?
He's not my dad, he's my mom's boyfriend, and I think he's 36. Also.
Do you refer to him as your pappy?
No, I refer to him as Steven.
All right.
Steven. And what does your mom do in Vegas?
My mom owns her own business.
You think she'd be at work or at home? I see both numbers.
Ooh, chances are she'd be at work.
At work, okay. And what we need to know is when the last time you think Debbie and...
Steve
fulfilled their marital obligations.
Ooh, I would say Saturday or Sunday.
And the three of you have never been on the Sally, Jesse, Raphael show, right?
No. Okay.
Well, now, which will it be? Bill, is it Saturday or Sunday?
I'll go with... Saturday.
Okay.
All righty.
Hold on. Here we go. He
Well, you see, Maury, it's like this. Yeah. I don't get along with my mama's girlfriend. Or boyfriend.
And they put that up in big letters.
Yeah.
It was only.
Yes, hello, is Debbie there, please?
No, Debbie's gone.
Steven.
Is this Steve?
Uh-huh.
Steve, oh, even better, with the boyfriend.
Ah, the boyfriend's on the phone.
Steve, hello. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, we're doing our national radio show right now, and you're part of it. Hello, how are you,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah, I want to be on.
What's that?
I want to be on your radio show.
Well, you're on the show.
You're on the show, and we have your girlfriend.
You're on the radio right now?
Yeah, yes. Your girlfriend's son on with us.
Huh?
We listen, don't bother about the radio, Steve. We have Bill on the line with us. You know Bill?
Bill Barker?
Yeah.
You know Debbie's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know your boxer. Girlfriend's son?
Bear Boxer.
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh.
Who knows? Let's not even try to translate this conversation they're having.
Wow.
Bill?
He does boxing. That's his nickname. His ring name is Bear Boxer.
Oh, okay. Bear Boxer. All right.
And my last name is Steve Young.
Why are you hanging me?
perhaps, Bill, you could tell Steve why we're calling.
All right, Steve.
Tell me.
Yeah, we're playing. I'm on a radio show right now, a national radio show.
Can anybody hear me out there?
Probably all around the United States, but that's...
Jaguars only.
Okay, check it out.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm trying to win $50, and I'm trying to guess the last time you and my mom, you know, were like, you know, intimate and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going...
Well, don't tell them what the guess is.
I can't tell you. You have to tell them.
Right.
Yeah. So, see, we're playing a game called Guess the Whoopee, Steve. And what we'd like to know is the last time you violated Bill's mom.
And morning.
When was it?
This morning.
Oh!
He volunteered that quickly, didn't he?
Sorry. I am sorry.
I guess Saturday, when she was over.
No, he don't know me and his mom very well.
Well, why don't you take this chance to educate the boy?
What would it be, 7 times a day, sir?
Well, if I had my way.
Yeah.
If I had my way.
Mm-hmm. So it was this morning, huh?
Yep.
Bill, I guess you're feeling...
I was putting ice on her neck.
While you were putting ice on her neck?
Yeah, Mama hurt her neck at work.
Oh, boy, but she wasn't too hurt to participate in the nasty, huh?
I guess not.
I said I know how to make everything better.
Honey, I got your ice back over here. Let's do the wild thing.
I'm on a radio station right now. Hey, but my name's Steve Young.
Oh, yeah, we got that, okay? Yeah, Goober?
The balls I play with are my own.
What?
Bill, he made some football joke.
You don't want to know.
Bill, you must just be waiting for this guy to marry your mom.
Hey, what radio station am I on? My buddy wants to know.
Oh, you're on 42 stations across America. Don't worry, Steve.
42 stations across America.
You're on WS Virginia.
Dang.
All right.
Dang.
I'm famous.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Well, then enjoy. Listen, I have something for you, Bill. Bill, it's a $10 prepaid MCI phone card brought to you by MCI.
Steve, you take her out of the neck brace when you did it today?
Pardon me.
Don't worry about it.
I was just holding the ice on her.
Just on the ice on her. She any good?
Oh yeah, she's the best.
She's the best.
She fixes Jaguars with me all day long.
She does what?
She fixes Jaguars.
Yeah, that's their business. My mom owned a Jag shop in Vegas.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
So, if you guys ever want to buy a Jaguar, we'll trade you for advertisement.
You thinking about marrying Debbie, Steve?
Oh, yeah, eventually.
Eventually. And Bill, would you like Bill to be your stepson?
Sure. If he keeps beating up those guys, why not?
Yeah, he's a boxer.
He's a boxer, yeah.
Makes a lot of money.
But I've known Bill's mom since she was 12 years old.
I don't think we need to hear about that.
Fantastic.
Please, we don't want to hear any of that.
My Jaguar when she was 14.
Okay. Yeah. Got her into her first neck brace when she was 15. I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Nice meeting you, Steve.
Hey, nice talking to the whole world.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Let's do it again sometime. Thank you, Bill. Hold on a second.
All right.
You poor guy.
Filled with pride.
Boy, I hope your mom meets a nice guy.
Oh, man.
Hold on a second there, Bill.
I don't care if your neck hurts. You come to bed now.
That'll do it for this edition of Guess the Whoopee. We got to do a quick break. We'll come right back and talk to Santa Claus.
Quit your wine and put some ice on it.
Right after this. Woman, I got needs.
I don't care.
Woman, I got a tune-up and I got a carburetor job to do this morning.
I'd ask you to turn your neck around like the Exorcist. I want some of that wild thing.
Lay on your back.
Head your back. All right, then. I'll put an ice pack on it while we're doing it.
How's old Billy doing?
How's that boxer?
He's a good boy.
He's a tough boy. Let's do it again.
We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
6:38, we'll call Santa Claus in a second. Now here's Sherry Licker. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike.
ADS, ass don't smell.
I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
The station with less BS.
Exactly.
WJFK.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
Ooh, just think, 24 hours from now, we'll be in the Hall of Fame of the Hard Rock Cafe.
Have we mentioned how honored we are to be part of that?
It took us 4 minutes to get it today.
It's a terrific honor.
Hey, listen, Buzz has news. Before we get out of here, though, let's make our call to the Santa Claus hotline.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
Yes, just a moment. Mrs. Shellhammer wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, I
bet. Simply charming.
Hello?
Eating an olive.
Yes. Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Oh, darling. How silly of me. Hello? Have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
Simply charming. All right, here you go, kiddies. Now, before we call this line, I want to say that many times it's not Santa himself, it's one of Santa's helpers.
That's right. But it's always a pleasure to call the Santa hotline.
And we'll call this every day now, from now until when that Christmas is 3 weeks from yesterday. So you're going to hear this pretty much on a regular basis. Gather the kiddies around the radio. And remember, it might be one of Santa's helpers. I'm never really sure. Hello?
Santa Claus hotline, is there anything I can do for you? Hello? Would you rather be sitting in Cody's poopy diapers?
Is this Is this Artie?
Is this Sahib?
Is this Artie from the Larry Sanders Show?
Indubitably, in the words of Joe Rocker.
Hey, it's Don Geronimo.
It's Artie here, doing his very best, level best, to be a good Santa for all the kiddies, all the ho-ho-ho girls and boys, Yuletide greetings, hang the mistletoe and all that other stuff, Sahib. Is there anything I can serve you? Is there a way I can serve you today?
Hold on a second. Now, for anybody who is not familiar, this is, of course, Artie. He is the producer of the Larry Sanders Show on HBO.
Hottest damn show in the world, the Larry Sanders Show. You know that's right. Of course it's right. It's me, Artie, super producer extraordinaire. Glad to do it. It's always a pleasure to do it. But you see, Larry Sanders isn't taping now, Sahib.
Yeah.
So I have to find ways to make ends meet. You know, feed the old family, put the wood in the stove, so to speak. You understand all those things?
First you go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam.
That's right, Amsterdam.
Then you get to my town. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. I don't give a damn. Fine line. And hey, listen, I'd like to say on behalf of the entire staff, we are gratified. We are absolutely titillated that we received all those Cable Ace Awards, you know.
Sure.
Pretty good. It goes in the old coffer. The old award ceremonies. Love them. Love them, sweetheart. They're doing great.
Now, you don't sound much like Santa Claus here.
Well, I'm talking to you, Sahib. Is there anything I can do for you? Is it perhaps an emergency, huh?
Artie, we're on the radio now, and I was hoping that...
Radio, TV without pictures. Fabulous. Doing a great job, I understand. The best in the world.
I was hoping that you could do some of that Santa Claus for the boys and girls who are listening right now.
For you, Sahib. Anything. Love to be of service. All right, I'll give you my spiel. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on. Artie, Santa Claus needs just a hit of vodka. Here we go.
How's that vodka? Oh, my.
Hey, Chihuahua. Ho, 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 Artie Claus. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say Santa, did I?
You almost said Artie Claus.
Artie Claus. Perhaps I'll leave it that way. Ho, 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 it's Artie Claus. Have you been good, boys and girls? Have you made sure you haven't robbed any banks? Taken any drugs? None of those nasty things that you're not supposed to do? Been good to your mommies and your daddies? Your mammies? I certainly hope so. Well, in that case, Santa Claus is going to bestow a bevy of lovely gifts on your person. This particular holiday season, I know you'll love it. Choo-choos, little jujubes, all those wonderful things you kids seem to enjoy. So be a good boy and a girl, and I'm sure Santa Claus will find something under your tree. There you go.
Santa?
Oh, yep.
Santa, you know what the perfect gift is this Christmas.
Santa, all right, you are Sahib. I am Santa, you are Sahib. It's great. Doing a bang-up job on that radio show, don't mind telling you.
You know the perfect gift this Christmas, don't you?
What type of Christmas gift?
For any gift?
Any gift?
1-800?
529-9900. That's the number for the interactive Don and Mike CD-ROM. $39.99 Sahib price to move. Absolutely fantastic idea. Give the gift that keeps on giving, nudity. That's a great idea. Capital job, Sahib. Great to talk to you as usual.
Thank you, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Make merry. Back to the vodka. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, no, that's quite a surprise today. It was Artie from the Larry Sanders Show. Of course, Rip Torn.
Yeah, well, they're on hiatus. That's why he's there.
Quick break. We'll come right back. My goodness, it wasn't that sausage with legs from Dream On.
Oh, man. Well, she might be there next time.
We'll be back. Buzz Burbank with news in a second. Stay right there.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Washington and Baltimore's Superstation. WJFK.